USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was announced out of South Africa on Friday, many leaders around the world are considering lockdown modes again. A one-size-fits-all response to something that affects all people differently. NIH doctor Francis Collins on CNN says we don't know the science behind Omicron in just 3 days.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS News says he is science and knows best for all Americans.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
We are USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With Dr. Fauci coming out Sunday claiming he is science, we're reminded of the misinformation he has delivered to the American people. Do not mask up at the beginning of the pandemic. Testifying in front of Congress that gain-of-function research was not being done in Wuhan, China. Dr. Scott Atlas, medical doctor on Fox News, is a former White House advisor and member of the Hoover Institution.
You know, I don't know honestly how to react to someone who says I am science. I don't think that my personal reaction needs to be said because I think almost every sane person has the same reaction. What I saw when I was in the White House was actually the opposite of that. What I saw from the people on the medical people on the task force, Drs. Birx and Fauci and Redfield, was something stunning. These are 40 people with 40 years of government bureaucrat positions. What I saw was nothing like that. What I saw were very, really sophomoric tabulations of cases, which you could download from anywhere.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Calls out of Washington that Russia is becoming more aggressive against its neighbors. Republican representative from New York, Claudia Tenney, on Newsmax, says the current status of Russia is worse than the Cold War Soviet Union.
Yeah, very concerned about the activities with Russia. They're getting very aggressive. And obviously the concerns from President Yushchenko saying that there's, you know, activity at the border. We've called for Republicans, particularly those on the House Armed Services Committee. The Foreign Affairs Committee has not weighed in on this yet, but on the Republican side, we're asking for reinforcement there in the form of troops and intelligence to make sure that some type of coup doesn't happen. And certainly the Russians are going to deny it, but we know that they would be behind it. When they took over Crimea in 2014, over 14,000 people were killed. So this could be very violent conflict if we don't show that we're going to be strong. Hopefully Secretary Blinken's statements, he'll back up the statements he made to support the Ukrainians against the Russians and also seek our NATO allies to support us as well. I don't see a lot happening, but we're hoping that the Biden administration will continue to show some strength in this, at least something.
Former U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Sunday filed a lawsuit against the Department of Defense for withholding parts of a book about what he witnessed in the Trump administration. Esper served as Trump's defense secretary from June of 2019 to November of 2020 when he was fired by 45. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.